Welcome to another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist from Sunrise FS. For this week's episode, I'd like to focus on a few things around fall burn down herbicide applications. This year's been definitely unique just because of how dry and how seasonably warm it's definitely been, but now here recently we have had some cooler temperatures. And so growers may be left wondering if fall burn down applications can still be successful. Are they still beneficial getting to where we're at this time of year in November? Really, I would like to remind growers we are still right in the middle of prime fall burn down herbicide season. And really, the best applications I see year in and year out are made somewhere between Halloween and Thanksgiving. And being that we're right in the middle of November, we still certainly have at least another week or two left of some good conditions for fall burn down applications. Fall burn down applications should really be targeting the weeds that may be present. We're really thinking about winter annuals, some of those purple dead nettle, henbit, chickweed, things like that are really the type of weeds that we are trying to target. And those weeds can definitely become problemsome in early springtime, even become challenging for tillage applications. And a lot of times what it does is it keeps the ground unnecessarily wet in the springtime. And then also a lot of these winter annuals can also be secondary hosts to things like armyworm species from black cutworm species and even soybean cyst nematodes. So there is a reason and real concern to control these winter annuals this time of year. Some more information about herbicide applications. Should the products that we're using should really target these type of weeds that we're actively targeting this time of year. So make sure herbicides are labeled for that, as well as any residual type products and even weed species that maybe germinate early next spring. Some other information is that patience is the game this time of year with herbicide applications. Herbicides are not going to work fast because plants have to be actively growing. And if plants are simply not growing very fast, herbicides are going to work very slowly. So patience is the game. So if we make herbicide applications, don't expect to see results from weeds dying very quickly, especially what we're more accustomed to in within the growing season, say in the May, June, July timeframe. It's simply just not going to be the case. But really, if we can get herbicide applications to the intended targets, to the ground, to green living tissue of these winter annuals, we will be successful. Just remember, just be patient and these applications will be successful. There's been a lot of research recently to look at this very similar thing. And I know that there's maybe some misinformation out there that's been put out there by some other groups as far as glyphosate applications are not successful after a frost. And that is simply not true. And if growers or listeners have got any questions about that, I would encourage you to reach out to me personally. But with that, just want to remind growers and listeners that we are still have got plenty of time, that if we're needing to do burn down herbicide applications, because simply we've had some challenges in the past years with some of these like things like chickweed or henbit or purple dead nettle, even some other winter annuals, now is still a great time to get those winter annuals under control. But if growers or listeners has got any questions, would like to follow up with me, any concerns with what type of applications are successful for fall burn down, I encourage you to reach out to me personally at 217-318-9100, or you can always reach out to your local Sunrise FS crop specialist. This has been another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist with Sunrise FS.